to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Just wanted to hop in here and check in to make sure you are having the best time you can possibly have listening to tonight's episode. I really hope it's working for you because, hey, you're here. Of course it's working for me because you, the listener, you're the best thing ever. Ever! So we'll be back here in a few with the radio obituaries right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Just gonna drink a pop.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we have wrapped up the first portion of this evening's silliness. And now it's time for us to turn our attentions to the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. Before we kick it all off, let's take a look at the radio obituary statistics as we're coming to the end of the radio obituary year. Just a few more weeks. Of course, it wraps up at the end of the month of October, which we are in the throes of now. But at the end of tonight's episode, we will have completed 503 radio obituaries.
503.
We will have declined 702, and we will have 47 in the backlog. It's progress, and that's where we're going with it all, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. So don't forget, coming up in just a few weeks, you need to be aware, as our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to be polling you to find out which of the radio obituaries you would want to have retrospected in the radio obituary retrospective coming up the weekend of Thanksgiving, because every good radio show host needs an annual clip show. That's when I get mine. So be at the ready for the poll to come after you. Of course, it will be ably assisted by our director of minutia, Bob Cohen. We never knew it could be better until Bob got involved. But here we are. So let us begin the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. You know what I got to do to start it off. I got to remind you to think about your future and go to feedthepig.org. The initial radio obituary is for Roger Newell, the bassist for Rick Wakeman, Marty Wilde, and the Rainbow Follies. He was best known for performing on Rick Wakeman's 1974 Prague opus, Journey to the Center of the Earth, as well as its follow-ups, The Myths and Legend of King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, and No Earthly Connection. In order to perform the works on King Arthur, which were extremely complex, he collaborated with Wall Basses on the first triple-neck bass guitar, which he used in the Wakeman's English Rock Ensemble. Roger Newell just passed away at 73. It's the initial radio obituary with a little something for that pig right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Ein, zwei, drei, neuf! You know, I like pigs. I do.
Stinky and perky.
Where's your saddlebags?
Pudgy pig.
Oh, that's mud. That's what I like. A rode on in red.
Mmm. No, that's a hen.
Wee.
Said the little pig.
Boom. British saddleback.
Just a white.
Gloucester old spot.
Berkshire.
Landrace.
Duroc to roll.
Tadman.
That's your one for me.
Ein, zwei, drei, neuf.
I'm a single cell amoeba. I like Rainbow Folly.
Oh.
We two are single cell amoebas. We like Rainbow Folly. Oh.
Come on, you lot! Get back in your cell! Bloody protozoan, protoplasmic lower life forms, they're all the same. But come round here and multiply my little sods.
I'm so happy to know that you thrill me. I must like the ones that I go and will kill me.
Do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-do-lang-do-lang-do-lang. Do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-wack-a-do-
Looking at me with your bright eyes. Ooh, marry and settle down.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the post-initial entry is for Uno Loop, the Estonian singer, musician, even an athlete, actor, and educator. His career as a musician and singer began in the early 1950s when he performed with various ensembles and as a popular soloist beginning in the 60s. In 1964, he even wrote the first Estonian language guitar textbook. It remained the only Estonian language guitar textbook until 1991. Uno Loop just passed away at 91. It's the post-initial radio obituary. Clearly, Quintron is very excited right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Heaks muutub siis kõik, kui sul päev rahuldus tõi ning tõest väsinud laud sulgeda või. Kui soe hubanele õhtu veelgi kaunimaks teeb, siis päev väsitav päev kaugeks jääb, veel vaevu vaevu meeles mõlgub ning su mõte rändab kaugel siit, siin su soovide sinimaale kaasa viib. Nii olla võib see, kui põleb leek. Kaunimaks teeb, siis päev väsitav päev kaugeks jääb, veel vaevu vaevu meeles mõlgub ning su mõte rändab kaugel siit, siin su soovides inimaale kaasa viib. Nii olla võib see, kui põleb lehk, vada-vada-vada-vada-vada-vada. Ning su mõte rändab kaugel siit, siin su soovides inimaale kaasa viib. Nii olla võib see, kui põleb lehk. Selges vees, mitu te vahel
siis kulges meie tee liitude vahel, kus rõõm saatis meid. Liitudelt päike kadunud nüüd nukrana kaigub seal sügis linnu hüüd. Vingudes ruttab vaid viur üle mäe ning ega meidki seal keegi enam näe. Kus on siis suvi ja kus on me haar? Ei ole siin ja tõesti ma ei tea, mille peale lootma või mõtlema nüüd pea. Ma ootan kevadet uut niitude haljust ja palju, palju muud. Aiman ju nüüdki, et ühel päeval siis lõplikult tuled, see süda nõuab nii. Tude rüppes meid rõõm leiab taas.
The next radio obituary is for Don Jones, the writer and director of Schoolgirls in Chains and The Forest. He started out as a sound man and stuntman, but went on to write and direct many low-budget films. Other titles you might be aware of that he was involved with include Sweater Girls, One Potato, Two Potato, and Ride in the Whirlwind. Oh, don't forget The House of Seven Corpses from 1974. Don Jones just passed away at 83. It's the next radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Only the sweet ones, only the young ones will do. Silence is the sound of madness, kidnapped from reality.
Hi.
Get out!
Schoolgirl in chains, imprisoned in a cellar of terror.
We're being used as toys or playmates.
Subjected to the twisted and tormented needs of two insane brothers.
Dire to the door, Jim.
Don't you move.
There is no escape. You take off all your clothes and I'll examine you.
John, listen, why don't we play cops and robbers, okay?
No, I want to operate.
No, John!
Sexual fantasies become the nightmares of reality as they feed their insatiable appetite.
How long are you going to keep us here?
I don't know!
What are they going to do with us?
You'll see. Where do you meet Mama?
A madhouse. Yet in these rooms, still another lives and waits.
Let me go, Frank.
Don't make me go back to the cellar, Frank. I promise.
No!
Just tell me to go back!
Others keep you in the cellar.
Don't you think it's about time I met your mother?
Abducted, violated, and the worst was yet to come. Schoolgirls in chains.
Beware the Astro Zombies. They mutilate, they torture, they kill. Spine-tingling horror, unspeakable shock, and breathless excitement will grip you as you watch living organs ripped from the bodies of voluptuous females, as beating hearts and throbbing brains are transplanted to create the Astro Zombies. Cringe in terror, scream in fright, as these skull-faced monsters strike blindly at living flesh, and the motion picture screen flows in the blood-drenched wake of the Astro Zombies. The beautiful, voluptuous, deadly, vicious Satana, a woman who would stop at nothing to gain control over the Astro Zombies, whose creed was kill, kill, kill. John Carradine as the deranged scientist, Wendell Corey as the doctor who opposes him, match wits in this bloody, sadistic, terror-filled, suspense-laden horror film of brutal mutilations and senseless killings as the Astro Zombies go berserk and threaten a city with death. Watch it and you die a thousand deaths. The Astro Zombies in color.
The Cleanup Radio Obituary is for George Mraz, the Czech-born American jazz bassist and alto saxophonist. He was a member of Oscar Peterson's group. He worked with Pepper Adams, Stan Getz, Tony Flanagan, Chet Baker, and many others. In the 70s, he was a member of the New York Jazz Quartet, and in the 80s, a member of Quest. He just passed away at 77. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary for George Mraz, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you. Thank you.
Still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And we're on to the radio obituary for Rick Jones, the Canadian-born television presenter and musician. He was best known for his work in the BBC children's television programs Play School and Finger Bobs during the 1970s. He just passed away at 84. It's the radio obituary for Rick Jones right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
A butterfly was flying by a garden in July. He landed on a cabbage leaf and heard a mournful sigh. A big fat hairy caterpillar nibbling at a leaf said, "If I could fly like you, that would be a relief." But caterpillars only crawl. Caterpillars only crawl. Crawling here, nibbling there. Crawling and nibbling everywhere. Caterpillars only crawl. And though I'd like to reach the garden wall, on this leaf I'll stay, nibbling away, never getting anywhere at all. "Now look here," said the butterfly, "not very long ago, I sat and nibbled leaves like you and moved around so slow. But soon you'll be a butterfly and through the leaves you'll flutter by, and you will be so happy that you never more will say, hey. Caterpillars only crawl. Caterpillars only crawl. Caterpillars only crawl. Well, crawl and nibble, that's all. But one fine day you'll fly away and flutter by the garden wall."
Take a look at me. Take a look at this time. It has got to be this time. He'll be good to me. No crime, just to let him know. This girl is in love with him, so one chance, and I'm gonna say, take a look at me. Oh, take a look at me. Take a look at last time. I just sat and stared. Last time I was kinda scared. My line wasn't good enough. This guy was inclined to be tough. Next time when he looks, I'll say, take a look at me. Take a look at me. Oh, there is a time when shyness ceases to be good, and now is my time to cry, yeah, I'll be understood. Take a look at me. Take a look at me. Take a look at this time. It's the only way. Must speak or he'll run away. My guy didn't even know. just why baby wanted him so. Till my lover heard me say, take a look at me. 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 Oh. Take a look at me.
Higher than high, boys, there's lights in the sky. It's hello and goodbye when the daredevil aeronauts are flying your way, boys. You might even say it's tomorrow today, cause the speed of an aeronauts are faster than fast in a thunder of flame. It's a dangerous game that the wrong riding aeronauts are playing. The wind, boys, you better give in, or your troubles begin when the do or die aeronauts fly. Better than best, boys, they pass every test. No one's safe from arrest when the crook catching aeronauts are making it hot, boys, and like it or not, you're the ones on the spot when the gang busting aeronauts are cutting those clouds in a furious sound. You're a loser all round, cause the crime fighting aeronauts are playing to win, boys. You better give in, or your troubles begin when the do or die aeronauts fly.
Yankee Papa, on maneuver approach. Operational runway 01.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And guess what? Yeah. It's the Weasel Radio Obituary for Tino Contreras, the Latin American jazz legend. He was a composer, pianist, and drummer. He toured the world side by side with great figures of jazz and founded modern jazz in Mexico. He just passed away at 97. It's the Cleanup Radio Obituary, right here. Oh, starting with one of those songs, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
Thank you.
Mambo! Merengue.
Penultimate radio obituary is for La Prieta Linda, the Mexican singer and actress. She was part of the golden age of Mexican cinema. She just passed away at 88. It's the pre and penultimate radio obituary right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
La humedad penetra, así te metes tú poquito a poco. Podríamos decir que apenas te conozco y ya te llevo en mí como algo de mi todo. Ya me haces falta tú como el azul al cielo. Estoy unida a ti como el calor al fuego. Fe y consuelo trajiste para mí, cariño nuevo. Espero que tu amor, que es mi cariño nuevo, me alivie del dolor que otro amor dejó dentro de mí. tú, como el azul al cielo. Estoy unida a ti, como el calor al fuego. Me hiciste revivir, me diste fe y consuelo, trajiste para mí. Cariño nuevo.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And the antepenultimate radio obituary is for Jules Sale, founder and singer of the Leeds-based post-punk act Delta 5. They came from the same scene that produced such seminal post-punk acts as Gang of Four and the Mekons. She's best known for singing the 1979 single, Mind Your Own Business. Jules Sale just passed away at 50. It's the antepenultimate radio obituary right here. Let's even start with the hit. Right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.